have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Nation. Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, right on the Nation Radio. Listen, I'm so excited God has brought us back again just to worship and lift up his holy name. I send a warm greeting out to all of you that are listening on today. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Listen, when you start with that mindset and that heart, he gets all the glory for all that is said and done. I'd like to again welcome you for listening in on today. Listen, I send a shout out to our visionary and our founder of Elation Radio and Magazine, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. To all of you, the listeners, we love you, we appreciate you, and are grateful you took time out of your schedule. To my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and your support. I want to say to our guest of honor, our Abba Father and our elder brother, Jesus Christ, thank you so much for this opportunity and for your presence with us on today. I am elated to know God loves each and every one of us. On today, we're going to be talking about prayer and praise. Prayer and praise. What is prayer? Prayer is our communication with the Lord and praise. How do we celebrate what he's done in our lives? Before we begin, we're going to start with a word of prayer, and then I'll share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. Heavenly Father, our Abba Father, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, the power, forever and ever. Amen. Father, we thank you for coming with us on today, for allowing your presence to reign supreme. Have thine way with this podcast. Thank you for the teaching, oh God. Thank you for the wisdom you're bestowing on today. Bless every listener, whether they're listening live or by the replay. Be with them, lead them, guide them, and direct them. We pray for salvation on today, deliverance on today, healing on today, that you may be glorified. Have your divine good and way. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, for those of you listening in for the Just on your first time listening in, let me share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace That is what Just For You is all about. As we started off, we said that we're going to be talking about our topic today is prayer and praise. Prayer and praise. When we talk about prayer, it's our communication language with God. It's how we talk to him, how we honor him, how we reverence him. And then praise is how we celebrate him for the things that he does for us. I want you to follow with me in your word. We're going to be reading from Proverbs, the second chapter. I am a firm believer that the word of God must be applied in our prayer life as well as in our understanding that we may know who he is. Proverbs 2, we're going to examine what the Bible says about us getting close to God to be able to communicate with him and celebrate what he's done. It starts at verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandment with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searches for her as for his treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Let me read that for you again. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. What does that mean? When we talk about anybody ever have or heard a saying that says, oh, they have mother's wisdom. What they're saying is that's a wise person. It's a person that understands and have knowledge. The only way we get wisdom is not from how smart we think we are, but the Bible says it is the Lord that giveth wisdom. When we understand this principle and this scripture, we understand it is for us to remain humble. Our wisdom comes from God, not in and of ourselves. Hallelujah. 7, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Does that mean you will not go through? No, it does not. Does that mean you'll only just walk through the lilies, have no problems, and you will be just the one glorifying him, praising him all the time because you've had no trouble, no issues? No, that is not what it means. What it means is he preserves us through all that we go through. Anybody ever had a grandmother who canned fruit and canned various items? Did you not know the sealing on the mason jar, which went to cover, to seal, preserved the food and the items therein? Listen. In the grocery store, if you read the package, they got 50 different things to preserve food. But when those that can utilize their fruits, utilize their meats, and there are different components that they put in that mason jar, it was the way they were given to do it that gave that food preservation. The word of God says he preserves the way of the saints. Which means that when we take on wisdom and knowledge through his word, then we are preserved. He never said you wouldn't go through anything. He never said you would face hard trials. What he said is that he preserves the way of the saints, of his saints. 9, then thou shalt understand righteousness and judge, I love this word, equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom enters into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto the soul. Uh-oh. I often say, how do we go through our days? Is God really the Lord of our lives? When we start our days, are we fixing our mind upon his wisdom, his word, his knowledge, his understanding? Or are we going about, oh, I got to get my clothes together. You know what? I got to do this. And before you know it, you're at work. If you're at work or at home, wherever you may be, then are we studying to show ourselves approved? Or do we just continue the day? Well, you know, I got to do this and I got to do this. Where does he fit in on the schedule? The other thing is, once we are getting to a point of communication, which is our prayer life with him, is there a certain time you pray? Do you pray in the morning? Do you pray in the afternoon? Do you pray in the evening? Mine for you is this, that you do pray. A lot of Christians today, they attend church on Sunday, have no Bible study during the week. They don't go. And because of this, we lack understanding. We lack wisdom. We lack what to do and how to do it. And this is because we're not in communication with God the way we need to be. Listen, proven fact, prayer is the catalyst to our heart to God. If you love someone, you communicate with them. I live in a house with my husband of 26 years this year. I promise you it would be something if I lived in his house every day and never said a word to him. It wouldn't be a viable relationship. It wouldn't be a loving relationship. Some people would say, well, you know, what is it that you can't communicate? But when we communicate with God, it is our love language to him. It is our time to pour upon him. We love him, adore him, appreciate all that he's done to celebrate him, which is called praise. All right? Let's go to 11. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. What does that mean? Did you remember when mama, daddy, grandmama, somebody told you, don't do something? When you heard don't do it, what would preserve you is if you didn't do it. Notice if you were disobedient, rebellious, and did not follow through to what they said, something always happens. Let me ask you a question as a believer. If something happens at your choices, then is it God's fault? It is not. The word simply lets us know here, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who lead the path of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they forward in their path, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of their youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her path unto the dead. It's a dangerous thing to not understand the word of God. The reason pastors, apostles, teachers, people that are filled with the godly wisdom God has bestowed upon them to teach, to train, to uplift, and uphold the body is so that death doesn't overtake us with wrong choices from not being preserved because we are not in connection with the word. Whenever you follow the word of God, It is preservation for your soul, preservation for your life. You don't get tripped up. You don't get tripped on because of your thinking. You follow what the word says. Everything that a believer believes should be predicated upon the word of God. We don't start ministries without the word of God. We don't live in our families without the word of God. We don't make business decisions without the word of God. We don't make relationship decisions the word of God. It is not wise to live this way and say we are saved. It contradicts Proverbs 2. Let's keep reading. 19. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayst walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. When you find trouble, when you find deceitfulness, when you find things that are not of God, and we attach ourselves. Ever had a good friend seem like they were good to you, but yet in the midst of what they were doing, they weren't being honest. They weren't being people that lived around you. Let's take growing up. You're going to school every day. This is my friend. This is my friend. But friends stick together. They are loyal. They are true. They have your back. They don't expose you to the world. They love you because they want what's best for you. In that, look at Jesus, the ultimate friend, who loves us with an undying love, who cares about every decision we make, who understands the heart of man, who once was rejected, who once was deceived, who once was lied upon, who once was taken into custody for something he did not do. Listen, when you are a child of God, the word of God preserves your life. Jesus went through all of that. He spent time with the disciples. He prayed for the disciples. He corrected the disciples. He was with them until the end. He gave them all he had in love. When I look at those sisters and brothers in my life, and I look at business relationships, and I look at different things, I look at my family, I measure who they are by the word of God. I measure my interaction with them and theirs with me. I interact with those in a godly way. And when something is not right or people don't agree, you love them, and God, who is God, when a godly relationship is in place, will always rectify it. Who want to put things in their own hands? You can't do it. You cannot do it. There is one God who is the judge of us all, who will make sure that what's unrighteous, he will handle. He's a God that cares about everything concerning you, and he will not fail you. This is why we must communicate with him. We must praise him, not just when something good is going on. It's easy to give God praise when you've gotten everything you want, but what about when things happen that destroy your mentality or what's going on around you? What happens? There are many people that have lost jobs during COVID, lost their homes, lost loved ones. How do you praise a God that has been so good to you, but when trouble comes, it's difficult to open our mouths? My Bible says to bless the Lord at all times, even when a tear is coming down, even when the money's not in place, even when it seems like things are going wrong. We praise God. We let him know he is first in our lives, and our way of proving that is our loyalty to pray through it all. Let's go to 20. Let me go back to 19. none that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the path of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. When you want to live a righteous and a godly life, you keep yourself clean. What does that mean? Go before the Lord. The blood of Jesus purchased us, and we were bought with a high price. It is our duty as believers to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We shouldn't do everything the world does. We shouldn't talk like the world, but then there are times God is allowing us to understand, to not be so religious that we can't be relational. Jesus himself was all things to all men. He didn't stay over here in the church. He didn't stay over here in this section where the good people are. He put himself amongst all that they would know he loved them and be able to deliver them and heal and help them in their worst condition. As believers, we are to hold on to the unchanging word of God. We are to study to show ourselves approved. And when we sin, we should be the first to be running for repentance and ask God to heal and to help us. And as we do these things, we teach a dying world what it is to live for him through prayer and praise. Prayer and praise. We celebrate our God even when it hurts us. We celebrate our God even when it doesn't look like there's anything to praise him for, because we're broken, because we're hurt, because things seem like they're out of control. We praise God because no weapon formed will prosper. When I go over my life and I look at all the trials and the tribulations, can I be honest with you? I bless God because every trial proved our God reigns. You don't see it that way sometimes when you're in the midst of a trial, of a situation. But if you trust God, if you hold him to his hand, if you communicate with him and you pour out to him, he hears you. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will never, ever leave you on a limb. He is your God. He cares about you, and he will not fail you. I implore you today to never let go of his hand. And when you don't understand life, hold on to him even the more. Why? Because he is the God of promises. He is your Abba Father. He is everything you need and more. He has every answer to every problem. He is the great I am, and the great I am he is to you. He will do what he said. I'm on fire today because I know he's a good God. He's a great God. He never, ever will fail us if we hold on to his unchanging hand. Do you know him today as your Lord and your Savior? Have you committed your life to him? And I'm not talking about just on Sundays or some days during the week when you want. I'm talking about you wake up every day knowing he's God. Do you go to bed knowing he's God? The Bible teaches us to meditate day and night. Do you meditate on him? I know there's a lot of things out there. People are speaking to the universe. They're doing this. They're doing that. But you better know your word to know what's right and what's wrong. And you can read that and seek his face for understanding so you won't be caught up in any wrong. The word of God says in Proverbs 2 that he preserveth his face. It can look real bad. It can seem like the world has just gone haywire. But we as believers understand we are safe. We can shout because we recognize our daddy has us. Do you have a spiritual father, all-knowing God, that protects you and covers you? If you don't know him, I'd love for you to get to know him. You can be our sisters and brothers in Christ as believers by doing what the word says. Trust God. Stand on his word. Believe him for what he said. Don't just think this is a fable or people are just talking. We are going to be held accountable for our lives. Every truth and every lie. We're going to be held accountable for the things that we say and that we do, whether people see them or not, whether people acknowledge it or not. God sees all and he knows all. And he's waiting on us to make sure as the body of Christ will understand what true living in him is all about. Are you willing to take that on as a believer? By knowing you're not perfect, but when you come to God, any habits, any ways that you have, he will rectify them. He will teach you. He will love on you. But you got to stay connected to the vine. You got to stay connected to him. You can't say you love him when you have no communication and no connection. You must love him. Connect with him. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9, and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Listen, when you love him, communicate with him, celebrate him, salvation, this saving, this preservation will keep you. You are guaranteed eternal life, but you got to believe it. The key word is believe. That is what's going to preserve you. That's what's going to keep you. And that is what's going to show the world who you belong to. There is a price that was paid for each and every one of us. Let me say it again. There was a price that was paid. I am not my own. You are not your own. He loves you, covers you, he protects you, he heals you, he fills you with his word. If you choose to be kept, this walk is not an easy walk. This walk requires commitment, faithfulness, loyalty, appreciation of him, understanding what grace is and the difference between grace and taking him for granted. This walk will either drive them, if you got them for real in your life, or draw them. My grandma said, the word either drop, share, or either draw. Somebody's going to want to know who your God is by what you live. Are you praying today? Are you praising today? Are you allowing him to get all of the glory in your life? Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We don't have to worry and wait until November. We can praise him today. We can glorify him today. We can call on his name to worry about tomorrow and then call on him on tomorrow. We are believing God to do everything that he said he would do. And he's going to do that. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. So on today, instead of talking about it, I ask that if those that would send in their prayer requests, we are going to be praying. We are going to be lifting up these things. Because one thing I understand is that God is who he is. That he is a God of salvation, of peace, all of them. He's a God that hears and understands. He loves us. He loves us. And he's going to do what he promised he would do. So have his divine will and way. I'm believing he's going to do what he says. He's going to show up and show out. So I want us to trust him, believe, let everything be what he needs it to be. Let him have his divine way. I want him to be glorified and lifted up. Hallelujah. We're believing and we have the following prayer requests that we're trusting God for. Hallelujah. We're trusting him to move and have his way. We're trusting him to do what he said because he's found. Are you believing him for what he said? Hallelujah. We are believing God for the following. We're believing for praying for salvation, deliverance, and healing, for family unity, togetherness, eradication of all cyclical dysfunction and generational curses. We're praying for healing for Alberta Jefferson and also for her son, who's a diabetic and also has heart disease. Jacqueline Elliott wanted prayer for the family unity, togetherness, eradication of all cyclical dysfunction and generational curses. I am praying for salvation, deliverance, and healing. I just wanted to make sure we all know that what two or three are gathered for you with sincere hearts, we're believing you to move on these prayer requests, those that made it in, those that are listening in, those that have things on their hearts. We know you are a God that hears and answers prayer. Because you are that God, you're able to save, heal, and deliver. We trust you for that today. We trust you, oh God, to unite families across the globe to be able to give us togetherness and eradicate cyclical dysfunction and generational curses, oh God. those things that will disrupt and disturb the family bloodline. We are trusting you today, oh God, to heal of diabetes, heart disease, and for you to put your hands upon the people of God. Hallelujah, glory to your name. We know that your word says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Hallelujah, God, we're coming before you, thanking you in advance for having your divine will and way. We pray for Elation Radio. We pray for our visionary and founder, CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, asking you to cover her in the name of Jesus, to heal her, to go with her, lead her, guide her, direct her, bless her family, God. Keep them strong, keep them healthy. Bless, oh God, the Elation family, God. Those of us that are in the same city, those of us that are across the country, bless, oh God, these podcasts and the work that we do for your glory, oh God. Bless pastors in the name of Jesus all across the globe, oh God, that as we lift up the name of Jesus, that you be glorified, that our lives be what you want them to be, that will grow and expand the kingdom of God, that those that don't know you will come into relationship with you, that it's bigger than churches, it's bigger than places of worship. It is about relationships, oh God, that we come to know you, we live for you, that someone will want to know who our God is. Lord, we pray for the body of Christ, that we learn to love one another with a pure and authentic love, that we will hold on to each other, lift each other up, pray when there is distress, understanding we are victorious in you, recognizing that the pleading of your blood will keep us healed, strong, thou God, save today, that we will be preserved through your word. Don't allow anything in our spirits, in our hearts, in our minds, God, that will distract us from, that will take away from the life that we live in you, oh God. But give us what it is we need on today. Somebody needs peace. Somebody needs strength. Somebody needs a blessing. Somebody needs a way to just find themselves back to you. I pray for every person that has walked away from you, that thought they knew you, God, got offended, and for whatever reason, never returned. God, we pray for them right now. Some mother is praying. Some father is praying. Some grandmother, uncle, aunt, somebody's praying for loved ones. They're praying for them that have walked away, that no hope seems to be in their life, that they are just out there. But we decree and declare by faith, we call them saved today, that you're sending angels on assignment, those that know your word, to, oh God, come and get them and bring them back unto righteousness, to help them, God, in their broken places. Help them in their brokenness. Help them in their mindsets that are not like you. Lord, have mercy on today. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal and to help in every area of the believer's life. In the name of Jesus, those things that they can share with nobody but you, hear the prayers of your people, oh God. Bless our nation. Bless the leaders across the country, oh God, across the globe, oh God. Rise them up with wisdom. Today, we talked about wisdom and understanding and how it comes out of your mouth with understanding. Help us to be a people of understanding, not just have wisdom, not just go around thinking we know, but to stay humble before you, to stay righteous in you, and to do all things with the right motive, God. Help us on today. We pray, God, for marriages, that you will touch and deliver. Draw marriages closer in you. Bless them, God. Help them. Help us all, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we desire to hold on to that which you promised, oh God. I pray for every single person under the voice. God heal today. Hallelujah. Bless them. Some want to be single, and there are others waiting on me. God, would you touch the heart that's waiting on a man? Would you summon their husband, their wife, in the spiritual realm, oh God? Let them pray for them daily. Let them call before you for their mindset of their spouse, the heart of their spouse, the ways of their spouse, that provision be made with their relationship, that they have marital goals, that they have a blessed union that will be in you, that they don't just ask for a man or ask for a woman or ask God without intentions of praying your word. God, would you help on today? We cover our children as they go back to school and as they're growing in our home and everywhere the children may be. Cover them in your blood, God, that they're not left out here unto harm and distraction and to people that are not right, God. God, cover our children on today. Protect them in the schools. Protect them as they go home. Protect them as they go to school. Keep a covering over them, oh God, that you may keep them safe. And as they study, give them a spirit of excellence, that all will be well in their lives. We pray, oh God, for our government, our president of these United States. Give him wisdom as he governs our country, oh God. Help him to make sound decisions. Help him to hear your voice. Help him to do what's in the best interest of the American people. And bless our vice president, her husband. We ask that you, oh God, bless Kamala Harris on today and her husband and all those connected to them. God, you have your divine will and way. You show up in the White House. Show up, oh God, in our government. It sits on your shoulders, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus for police officers across the land. God, have your way. Keep them with a mind to serve and to protect as they have taken an oath to, oh God. Help them and shake them up and make those that are out there that are not right, right. And those that are doing right, bless them, God. We want to see our neighborhoods change, our communities change. We don't want to live in fear of police officers. We want to thank you that they are doing their jobs in advance, oh God, that they will be loving and community-oriented. They will do what is in the best interest of your people everywhere. In every city, oh God. We pray, oh God, for doctors today, my God, today. We pray they make sound decisions over the lives of people, that they do not do it for gain, not for any insurance kickback, nothing that will cause them to be a distraction to the those that they serve, but give them a mind to be relational with their patients, not just get them in, get them out, but get them where they can help them and that they be healed and that they be delivered. God, will you touch doctors everywhere they are today? Help them to remember this oath that they took to heal. Help them, oh God, to remind themselves it's not about their dollar bill only. It is about their ability to do what you've given them for the people they serve. Lord, we thank you right now. I pray for every business and every business owner across the world. I pray, oh God, that you give them what it is they need in this hour. Some are struggling, some are thriving. God, you see every process. You see what they're believing you for. I'm asking you to speak to business owners. Help them to get the right business plan. Help them to do the right thing, God, that their businesses may flourish, God. I pray right now, oh God, for those that are assigned, oh God, to train in this hour, train naturally, train in the body of Christ. God, build those that are training. Give them the heart of you, the mind of you, that those listening, those connected will have what they need, oh God. You are a God of justice. You are a God of truth. And we call upon you right now to do just what you promised you would do. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, oh God, for those that feel they have nothing that they can cry out of their soul because they're so broken and they're so hurt, oh God. They may even have doubt that you can answer. Oh God, you will answer prayer. You will fix it. You will turn it around. You will do just what you said because you're God. Now, God, I ask for a spirit of repentance from all of us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we all need you. We repent, oh, God, for things that may have been said, done, knowingly or unknowingly, that we may be right with you, oh, God, and that you will forgive us, oh, God, and give us a heart to forgive others, that we don't take on these burdens that the world puts on us, anybody puts on us, oh, God, that we will have our divine will and wait in you, and that we will do what you need us to do. Help us to begin with pure hearts, God, not whole things, and continually deal with them. And God, when we are stuck as a people, is stuck in a place, we don't know what else to do. May we always call on you. You're real. You love us, and you care. Now I pray for all unspoken relationships and unspoken requests tonight. To that one that couldn't see in there then, we're praying and lifting them up, oh God, that they are covered as well. And we ask, oh God, for these relationships, that each of us in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to review all of our relationships, that we lay them on the altar before you. That what's not right, what's not good for us, you will reveal. And God, those that are good for us and those you want us to impart into and then impart into us as relationships, be it family, friends, business, church, wherever we are, oh God, that we understand that you are God in every situation. So God, we thank you in advance. We praise you in advance for the victory over our lives, for the healing, the deliverance, the salvation, the breaking of generational curse, families being unified, praying for leadership. We're praying for healing of diabetes and heart disease. We're praying, oh God, that you have heard our cry, that you have made a way out of no way for each and every one of us, those that were here to replay and those that are listening live, that you, God, get the glory for all things. We hallow your name. We worship you and give you all the glory that you may be glorified. And we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I thank you for praying with me. I trust that everything God has given and what he said is according to his will and his promises for you in your life. I thank God that he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. We trust that he is hearing your prayer as well as mine, and that he will stand to do what he said he would do in every place we are. Be encouraged on today. Know that God loves you. I just want to take a moment to tell you how loved you are. Even when the enemy comes to beat up on you, know that you have victory. Romans 8:37 tells us, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. That means you're in relationship with him. Time is out for wanting better kingdom, but not being in the kingdom. We have to make the commitment as believers to stay connected to him, to communicate with him, and also to celebrate him. I'm praying that this exhortation, our prayers, and all that we've done today has encouraged you and strengthened you to hold on to him, and that you will look to the hills from whom cometh your help, recognizing all your thoughts coming from the Lord thy God. And believe me, he will do what he said he will do. I want to share with you on today, if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you. Perhaps you had a baby. Your baby's gone back to school. Or perhaps there's something else wonderful that has happened in your life. We want you to know here is a Just For You podcast and Elation Radio. We celebrate you. Maybe you're on the other end of the spectrum. You've got all kinds of things going on. Your heart is broken. Things are just seem like they're falling apart. We want you to know. Maybe you need agreement. You're buying a home or you're getting yourself closer to God. Or it's not always something that you're going through, but you need agreement. I want you to know here, Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. God is a provider, and he will make a way. Did you know God is intentional about everything he does, and he's worthy to be praised? I want to share some community announcements with you on today. I want you to understand that God cares about community. If you have a community announcement, please send it to me. I'll be more than happy to read it on your behalf and to inform the community about what you are doing. I want to start off with Wake Up St. Louis. Wake Up St. Louis will be held at O'Fallon Park on September 17th from 12 p.m. till 4 p.m. That address is 315 Taylor Avenue in the city of St. Louis. This event is sponsored by Operation St. Louis. I want you to be in attendance and to pray for our city and our community at this event. So have where our very own sister in the Lord, we call her Pastor Alicia, First Lady of Hurry the Cross Church. They are presenting their women's conference that is coming up. It is From Victim to Overcomer, Women's Conference. I want you to know this is going to be here also on September the 17th at 7 p.m. The address is 14550 New Hall Ferry Road in St. Louis, Missouri. Please join Pastor Alicia, First Lady Alicia, to our various guests. Evangelist Deborah Arnold is a speaker. She'll have praise and worship. She will also have Dr. Kanoi as a speaker. Mind dancing, and your own, very own, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright will be praying in agreement and praying for this conference. Please govern yourselves accordingly. Mark your calendars for September 17th. I also want you to be aware there have been many people that have had issues because of the flood. If you are in need of campers, carry items for females, please contact St. Louis County Library. You can reach them and look up information at slcl.org. They have sanitary products for females. They call them flow kits as well as diapers. You must contact them so that you don't make a trip if they're out, because there's been a heavy demand for items due to flood victims. I also want you to contact FEMA, F-E-M-A, if you are having issues and need items from the result of the flood. Please make sure you contact these stations because there is help available. We are praying for you all that have been affected by the flood here in St. Louis. We also want you to know on Monday night, you can touch base with us for the Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. That's 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, you can hear the Just For You podcast. That will be on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then you can meet us at the club, that clubhouse, where you will find this week's speaker is Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Meet us at the clubhouse at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will be for the Ladies of Elation for our Women's Night on Friday. Also, if you are in need of items, please contact the Urban League, St. Louis. If you're a victim of the flood, there's also information that they have with their programming, as well as other resources and items available. That's ulstl.com. ulstl.com. You may also call 911, dial those three numbers. You will get a representative. You share your dilemma and what you're going through, and they will provide information for you. I want to thank you for tuning in this week to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. It is always a privilege and an honor to serve you. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, and that is on Facebook or LinkedIn. On Instagram, it's HisBlessedGirl7. It's BlessedGirl7. Please contact me with your community announcements, prayer requests, all of those things that we have mentioned throughout the podcast. We are here to serve you. We're grateful for the opportunity to serve. And if you have any other information to share with us for the benefit of the community, please, by all means, send it to us, and we'll make sure a positive, constructive events are sent out into our community. We thank you for serving. We appreciate those of you that are on the battlefield. Stay connected with God. He is our way out. He is our way in to some things. He's opening doors and closing doors. And I want you to know it is all God's doing. So continue to look to the hills for your stomach for help. Know all of your help coming from the Lord. Only are we praying for children, we're praying for adult children, those connected to us. Be encouraged on today. God loves you, and so do you. This has been your host, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I thank you for joining us. And until next time, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May you be protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. And that he be glorified. Continue to communicate with him in prayer. And celebrate him with praise. May God bless you. Until next time. Hallelujah.
bother to leave.